was fun picking grapes, but I found a broken branch that didn't have any. Why weren't there grapes?
If the branch is not connected to the vine, there won't be any grapes. And that reminds me of something Jesus said. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. I'm so glad you're tuned in today. My name is Zach. In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 4, Jesus said, "Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me." It's like if you broke the branch off of an apple tree. While the tree would live, the branch would die and certainly wouldn't make any new apples, right? That's why you and I have to stay connected to Jesus, because without him, we can't do anything good on our own. And that's exactly what our story is about today. Let's listen. It's entitled, Picking Muscadines. "Cora, Gran just called," Mom said. "She said the muscadines are ready to be picked." "Yay! Can we go over and help?" Cora loved helping her grandparents pick their muscadine grapes each summer. "I told Gran we'd be over early tomorrow morning before it gets too hot." Mom and Cora got up early the next morning and headed over to Gran and Gramp's house. Gran met them in the driveway and they took the tractor and trailer down to the vineyard. "Gramps is already busy picking," Gran said. "I think we're going to have a good crop this year. The vines are loaded." When Gran stopped the tractor, Cora grabbed a bucket and got busy. As she was picking near Gran, she noticed that one of the branches looked dead and didn't have any muscadines on it. "What happened to this branch, Gran?" "See where it's broken loose from the vine?" said Gran. "Without the vine, it can't live or produce fruit." By the time they stopped for lunch, Cora had picked 5 buckets full of muscadines. "I pulled that dead branch out that Cora found today," Gramps said while they were all enjoying sandwiches and lemonade. "It made me think of a Bible verse."
"What verse is that?" Cora asked.
Gramps took a Bible off the counter and opened it to John 15:5. "Cora, will you read it for us?" Cora took the Bible and began reading. "Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Cora looked up.
"What does that actually mean?"
"Well," said Gramps, "just like our muscadine branches need the vine to live and produce fruit, we need Jesus, our vine, to grow and produce spiritual fruit. We can't grow as Christians or show others God's love on our own. We need to be connected to Jesus in faith so his spirit can work in us and produce fruit through us."
"Wow, that's pretty cool," said Cora.
"I think I get it now. Since I trust in Jesus, he's my vine and I'm his branch."
"I think you've got it," Gran said. "Now, let's go pick some more muscadines."
How about you? Are you connected to the vine, Jesus? To be connected to Jesus, you must have a relationship with him by trusting him as your Savior. Once you become a Christian, the Holy Spirit will work in your heart so that you can produce spiritual fruit. As you grow and learn to depend on Jesus, he will make you fruitful in sharing his love with others. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just ask your parents for permission, then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse, once again, from John 15:4.
"Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me."
And our key thought today, be connected to Jesus. Read and listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day on the Keys for Kids app. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. Well, I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.